You may have heard the news about a lawsuit filed here in Chicago blaming Boeing, who we know well here in the city, for the deadly Lion Air crash that happened last year. The suit is on behalf of a family, and joining us right now is Mike Demetrio, partner at Corboy and Demetrio Law Firm. Mike, first of all, thanks for sitting down with us here today. We appreciate it.
John, it's my pleasure to be here with you to try and help.
So the family is not a Chicago family. This is a family from Jakarta, correct?
Correct.
Why the filing in Chicago?
For the basic reason that Boeing chose Chicago to be their home, and from a corporate responsibility, this is where they should answer for their actions.
You and I have talked off the air a little bit about how you guys have done a lot of cases involving airplane crashes. You have expertise in the subject just by talking to experts themselves and representing many clients over the years. Would you say it's too early in the investigation process to be assigning blame and suing Boeing at this point, considering we don't have a cockpit voice recorder yet, and searches have been going on and off about that? Are we too early in the process to be assigning this blame to Boeing?
I don't think we're too early, certainly, to launch the civil litigation that's involved, because the lawsuit in and of itself is designed to answer a lot of issues. And we do have the flight data recorder, which is extremely valuable in our investigation.
Before we go any further, I do want to take a moment to, at least, of course, recognize the destructive loss of life and the terrible situation. Do you know much about the family you're representing? I mean, who's the man, I think, that you're representing in this case?
He was a wonderful gentleman, 40 years old. He was a businessman in Takar, and left his parents and three siblings, who he was enormously close with and supported.
I think sometimes when news covers these stories and talks about the litigation afterwards or the causes of, sometimes we lose the thought that these are human beings with families that have lost a lot.
They have, and the devastation, you know, passengers, flight crew, you know, so many people are affected by a mass disaster like this.
How are you convinced that this is Boeing's fault?
Several reasons. Number one, the plane's actions at the time of the crash. As you know, there was a brand new mechanism in this plane that was designed to be anti-stall. And what the flight data recorder has established is that device kept kicking in and driving the nose down.
So to regroup for some people that might not know, when you say it's designed to be anti-stall, when a stall occurs, meaning depending on maybe the angle of attack of a plane, it's too high in the air, or depending on the speed, not going fast enough to generate enough lift, it will push the nose of the plane down in order to counteract sometimes the intuitiveness of pulling a plane up. A lift, when you want to generate more lift, you push down to gain more speed to create that lift again. So this thing kept on activating. Should it have been activating at that point?
All indications are the plane had sufficient airspeed, and this system shouldn't have been in play at all.
Do we know for sure whether that is a result of bad sensors? Could it have been, and there's a story out that this might have been bad maintenance, or is there still room that this could have been pilot error? And I guess what I'm saying is, isn't there still room for maybe other factors to be in play here besides Boeing to be part of the blame?
Certainly.
So that doesn't discredit, this doesn't, by suing Boeing specifically, you're not out, you know, eliminating other potential litigation moving forward?
Not at all.
Where are we at in this investigation? I mean, we're still obviously in the phase of discovery, or do you feel like we've really gotten a good picture of what happened here?
I feel, based upon everything that has been seen, that there is a solid picture. The 737, you know, MAX 8, the components of it, and the other main issue, of course, is the communication between Boeing and the air carriers.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So the reason why Lion Air is not in your lawsuit is because it's up, you believe it's up to Boeing to, you know, to train the pilots properly how to deal with this sort of situation. Is that part of what you're contending here?
Boeing has to provide the training and the information to the air carriers, who usually are the ones who train their own pilots. However, a component of this plane is their manuals, and that's been true in aviation since the Wright brothers, really.
So you say the manufacturer's airplane is, quote, unreasonably dangerous. That's shocking. This is a brand new plane. This is, a relatively speaking, a brand new plane. I flew on, I think, one of the very first flights of a MAX 8, and we had some minor technical difficulties. We were waiting at the tarmac for some changes that had to be made. Pretty normal stuff, obviously. That would strike fear into anyone. I mean, there's a lot of people flying today, tomorrow, this week. Should some people be worried about the MAX 8?
Well, my answer to that is, sure, there should be concern because of what happened in this particular instance. But that's been true of a lot of different versions of the 737, if you go back in time. What we need to do is get answers to alleviate the concern. First, get the answers for the families of these victims. And then, secondly, provide the aviation public with peace of mind.
Is the NTSB part of this investigation? Did they fly people out because a Boeing plane was involved?
Yes.
So when you make when you put this lawsuit into the course of action, is there discovery you're looking for? Do you have subpoena power? How does that all work, for including myself? I don't know how the litigation of these things work. Or does the MP do investigators tell you, hey, pump the brakes, we're coming at you with this report, it just takes some time?
Twofold. You're okay. Right in both ends.
Okay.
I can, through the process of the court system, gain a lot of information that will in no way interfere with the NTSB. When I say the NTSB, our National Transportation Safety Board is involved, but so is the other agencies overseas and in Europe also. That'll all be valuable information. But as far as gaining the flight manuals, gaining who authored those manuals, gaining who the engineers were that designed this new system, that can all start right away.
To a critic that says, why not let this play out until we get a full report before we move forward with this, what would you say?
I would say that would be costing valuable time to get information that will help the family and all the victims of this particular crash.
How many cases have you done involving planes going down?
Me personally, over a dozen. My firm goes back to the 50s.
Wow.
And major crashes people here are familiar with is the American 191 crash,
in Chicago, yeah.
The U.S. Air 427 crash, regional crashes that occurred here, if you recall the Halloween crash.
Oh, in Northwest Indiana, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the American Eagle.
Right, the night Dick Butkus was, number was retired.
So I guess my question is compared to those other cases, is this a normal timeline for litigation to begin?
Absolutely.
So this is not unusual in any sort of way?
Not in any way.
So what are you asking for? Is it a certain amount of money? I don't know how this all works. How does it get filed?
Illinois procedure, which we obviously follow, we demand to go into the highest level of our court system, which is the law division of the Circuit Court of Cook County. The rule is you have to plead that your damages are in excess of $50,000. That sets where the lawsuit will be processed by the court. Then immediately we have, as you pointed out, subpoena power. We have the ability to command documents be produced by Boeing dealing with the 737 MAX 8. And then ultimately, there'll be depositions of engineers. A lot of it, as you're aware, John, is very technical. And that whole process will unfold, again, with no interruption of the government investigation.
Do a lot of these things end up in settlements?
Almost exclusively, 100%.
So
very rare.
Very rare that it would go to
a jury trial.
So what's the timeline moving forward on these sorts of things? How long will this take to sort out? Obviously, this will be happening concurrently with an investigation.
Correct. I believe, actually, the way the court system is now run here, which is amazingly efficient, that the case would be ready for trial possibly at the two-year mark.
Okay.
That's an estimate on my part. The government or government's reports, usually take a year. So the two you know, will proceed in that fashion would be my expectation.
We had a caller on the line asking if do they think Boeing will countersue. Do we see entities suing individuals or other parts of a different, you know, the airline, or do they usually, no one suing each other within the entities of a crash like this?
My experience, and again, I've dealt with every major air disaster in the last 30 years, 25 years, yes, they always sue each other.
And that takes a long time, too, to sort out.
It does, but my experience, again, especially in the U.S. air crash, we resolved all the victims' cases, and then the manufacturer and the air carrier carried on for 2.5 more years.
Wow. So I have a question, because I've always thought, there's like a myth that goes around, and maybe it's partly true, is that when you buy that ticket, you are forfeiting the right to sue if something happens. Is that true? Is that true at all? How does that work?
That couldn't be more inaccurate.
Okay.
If anything else you can think of.
Really?
No.
So there's no contract you're entering there where you take on the risk that comes with air flight?
Not at all.
Do you take on any risk with any sorts of things that, I mean, obviously delays are part of normal situations. Can't sue on a long delay or anything like that, can you? I guess I'm asking you questions you may not know the answer to right
off the top. Well, no, I know all the answers to those, yeah. But no, you're not, by buying a ticket, you're not giving up any rights you have under the Constitution, under the civil justice system, wherever you are.
I guess what I'm asking, and this is hopefully no one has to deal, and safety in the United States, we've been very fortunate. We're through a nice long streak, knock on wood, and everything you can, of having no major accidents with fatalities here, and or with major sets of fatalities, like a whole loss in a long time here in the United States. So, do airlines often come with a quick settlement offer right away? Is that something that airlines try and do to mitigate a future lawsuit? Does that happen when you, in your experiences?
Not my experience.
Okay. So there's been no offers to families of any kind so far?
None that I've ever heard of, no.
Okay. All right. That's another myth I heard.
There was, you know, one instance I remember. American wrote checks in the Little Rock, Arkansas crash to immediately help the families, but not settle the case.
But it wasn't a preventative thing for moving forward.
No.
I have another question. Does Boeing, obviously Boeing is, you know, they're prepared for these sorts of situations to arise. So are American, United. They all have plans, disaster plans for when things happen, not only from a PR perspective, but do they, I hate to put it so more, do they budget for things along these lines? Like, I guess what I'm saying is, do you know how much you can get out of Boeing in this situation? And do you know you don't?
I know this, that every family's loss is unique. And I know that Boeing, because of the nature of the corporation, is able to answer the loss of each individual family.
And I think that's an important way to wrap this up. It is a fascinating part of litigation that, again, I hope no one that's listening ever has to be a part of. And it is important to remember, of course, the 189 passengers and crew that were killed in the accident. That's the most important thing, of course, at all, that they spent their first holiday, many of them, this past year without their families. All right, Mike, thanks for bringing this down. I know it's a serious subject, and obviously we'll don't mind stopping by if you have any advancements in the case, okay?
I certainly will. Anytime I can help, John, I'd be happy to.
Appreciate it, Mike.